the challenges facing farmers ahead of spring planting, and how a potential slowdown in Brazil's soybean expansion could boost soybeans here at home. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today, inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. You'll explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Indiana farmers are getting whiplash from the weather. Warm one day, freeze warnings the next. And if you're itching to get corn and soybeans in the ground, hold tight, because it's still too early to roll.
You know, here, at least in northeast Indiana, this last week, I think we took on the better part of 4 inches of rain. So that's going to slow down activity, even if we get some favorable temperatures into the forecast.
And that's Darren Hadley, a corn and soybean producer from the Fort Wayne area. He's also president of Allen County Farm Bureau. As farmers face much higher fertilizer and fuel costs, he says there may be yet another challenge this growing season.
There's been a number of rumors that have floated around that seed availability may not be as good for the 26 crop as it has been in the past, that maybe some of the inventories aren't where they have been. So the opportunity to plant the seed that you want one time may be fairly important, and you may not be able to get the same seed again if you have to get into a replant situation. So as the calendar turns, the nervousness increases, but just try and make the best management decisions to give yourself the best opportunity you can this year.
Certainly another challenge has been the lack of cooperation from Mother Nature.
Planting corn in May has still provided favorable outcomes. The biggest issue you start running into, or that we've found, is, you know, soybeans typically perform better if they can get planted earlier in the month of April. Not that they can't produce good yields when they get planted later, but they start limiting the amount of nodes that they put on the plant. So then you need to retain more of the blooms and pods if you have fewer nodes out there to still achieve top yields.
Hadley adds that he and his family are already ready to get seed in the ground, but he also knows that patience is key.
We've had a number of experiences over the last 2 or 3 years to where the windows are relatively short. So in our situation, we're over-equipped. We're able to get everything knocked out in a very short time frame, and that allows us to try and get everything planted the first opportunity we have.
Hear more from Fort Wayne farmer Darren Hadley at HoosierAgToday.com.
Hey, I'm Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.